Okay, we're going to try this one more time. Thank you guys for hearing me tonight. Welcome to Miracle Night. We're going to start it over. We're not going to give up because God is about to do something for you tonight. I believe it, I believe it, I believe it, I believe it, I believe it. Okay, guys, listen up. We're going to go ahead and get in this message because the devil is fighting this like crazy. But I know why. I know why, because you're fixing to get set free tonight. He is fighting this message tooth and nail, but we're not going to give up. Okay? We're not going to give up because there is a distraction spirit in here, and I'm not going to let him win. There's a distraction spirit in this house and in this studio tonight. I believe that. And he's not going to win, and I don't know why this ain't open. Lord have mercy. Okay, I don't know why this is not opening. Okay, all right, let's go to this. Okay, that's not opening, that's not opening, and this ain't either. Hold on, guys. Now I'm having problems here. Lord have mercy. All right, here we go. Okay, here we go. Now, we're not going to give up. You got to fight the good fight of faith. Amen? Good fight of faith. All right, we're going to be talking about tonight the level of your love. The level of your love. You see, this is not religion. This is not something we get from a fairy tale in a book. It's not that. God is a person. Do you understand what I'm saying? God is a person tonight. He is a human being. Matter of fact, he created you in his own image. In the likeness, he created you. Is anybody hearing me out there on the radio land or on Telegram? Is anybody hearing me? Is anybody hearing me tonight? God is a person. He has feelings, just like we do. His feelings get hurt. He is a person that when we don't show him love, he gets hurt. His feelings get hurt, just like we do. God made us in his image and likeness. That's what the Bible says. So whatever we feel, he feels. We like lakes, he likes lakes. You know what? We like good smelling stuff, he likes good smelling stuff. God is a person, guys. So get him out of the book in a fairy tale. He's not in a book. Even though the book is wrote about him, the Bible, it don't mean he's a fictionary or something we read out of a Bible that we don't really deal with a human being. Now, I'm dealing with a human being when I'm married to my wife. I sit and talk to my wife, and if I don't talk to her, her feelings get what? Hurt. What I'm trying to tell you tonight is God is a person. He has feelings. And when we fail to fall in love with a person instead of the book or the church or, and don't get me wrong, the Bible lets us know when we read it how to fall in love with him and what he likes and what he just don't like. The Bible always tells us what God don't like and what he does like. That's how we get to know God. But we treat God like a fairy tale because all we do is we concentrate on reading the Bible and we think that just reading the Bible is going to get us close to God. No, no, my friend. God wants to speak to you in an audible voice just like I'm talking to you right here tonight. God wants to talk to you just like he talked to Moses. God wants to talk to you tonight. And I'm going to show you how God wants to talk to you. Sometimes he uses the Bible. Sometimes he uses circumstances. And sometimes he uses a small audible of voice. Okay? Is anybody getting me out here tonight? Is anybody getting me out here tonight? Guys, I'm going to tell you something. Our relationship with God determines where we're going to be. Our relationship with God determines where we're going to be in heaven. And you know what? I got notes right here, and God is just going all around my notes. He usually does. I'm just going to follow the Spirit tonight. Amen. I have my notes put out, but He's changed the whole message. That's okay. We're going to follow Him tonight. You follow me as I follow Christ. Okay? Okay. New you. New you. All right, guys. Here we go. The Bible says they told him, let me just get this up right here, guys, right here, right quick. Hold on. Hold on, guys. Depart from me. I never knew you. All right, here we go. All right, guys, we're going to go to Matthew chapter 7, 21. And that's what I was looking up, Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Okay, guys, hold on. Hold on, guys. I want to show you scripture here. All right, here we go. What did I say? I don't even remember. Let's see. Matthew 7, 21 through 23. Matthew 7. I want you to put your finger there right quick. I'm going to show you something, guys. And you know, I had the message tonight laid all out, but every time I do, God changes it. Matthew 7, 21, verse 21. I'm going to show you something, guys. Matthew 7, verse starting in verse 21. He says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of the Father which is in heaven, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And in thy name have cast out devils. And in thy name done many wonderful works. And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Now, I'm gonna get on this tonight, and here's what I'm going to get on. I'm going to get on your relationship with God. I don't care if you prophesy in His name. I don't care if you, let me tell you guys something. You can cast devils and you can operate in your gifts, but it does not have anything to do about your relationship with God. My God, somebody's better hear me tonight. I don't care if you can sing. I don't care if you have a gift of prophecy. I don't care if you cast out devils. Right here, He's telling you, listen, until you get with me and get serious with me, I never knew you. Have you ever been in a relationship with somebody and you feel like you're about 10 miles away and they're sitting right by you? Come on. Have you ever been in a relationship? That was me for 12 years. I was married for 12 years, but I felt this far from her. This far. Just because you got the wedding band does not mean that you're married. Because see, what it is, you either in love or you're not in love. See, the Bible says, listen, this is what he's talking about. Listen, you think you're in a relationship with me because you prophesy my name and you speak these things, but Jesus is going to tell us one day, listen, I don't care how close you think you are with me because you're this far apart. And the problem is, we think we got it all together, and God is saying this, I never knew you. Some of you are going to be fooled one of these days. You're going to think you got this tight relationship with God, but in reality, you're this far from Him. You do not never determine your relationship with God for the things you do for Him. You determine your relationship with God by how you move Him. My God, my God. Let me tell you something. Let me tell all of you something tonight. It don't matter how good you sing. It don't matter how good you prophesy. It don't matter how good devils are subject to you. What it matters is, are you a Peter when he comes to the boat? You're the first one out of it. And is God responding to you like he did to Peter? My God. See, it don't matter what you're doing. It matters what he's doing. Somebody better hear this tonight, because this is going to determine your destiny in God. It does not matter what you are doing for God, but what God is doing for you. How is he responding to you? A lot of you think that you're close to God because you got all these gifts. You can prophesy over people. You can cast out devils. But that don't make you close with God, baby. What make you close with God when God starts talking to you? How does he respond to you? Does he know you by your name? A lot of you, he's going to tell you this very thing. I never knew you. See, the demons from Palikos, when Paul came up, he said, Silas and Paul, we do know, but you, we don't. And the Bible said the demon tore them alive. The reason why they knew Paul, and the reason why they knew Silas, and the reason why they knew Peter, because Peter knew God. Watch this. When Jesus said to Peter, he said, who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? He said, you are the Son of the living God. He said, man has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. Peter had a relationship with God right there. God was responding to Peter, and he was showing Peter some things. Why was he showing Peter some things? Because he had a relationship with him. I can't determine you how anointed you are. What I can determine is what God is saying to you. If God is speaking to you, determines your relationship with him. Now, I'm going to diagnose it for you guys. I'm going to break it down a little bit for you so you understand what I'm talking about here. Because some of you just ain't getting that, because I'm not seeing no hearts. I'm not seeing no amens. I'm not seeing nothing because you ain't getting it. I'm trying to tell you, just because you put a ring on it don't mean it's a relationship. Just because you put a ring on it does not mean you are in a relationship. You just got married. When you're in a relationship, you respond. You don't dry up like, well, you know what? They sleep a mile away from me and I sleep a mile away from them. But everybody else knows that y'all married. Come on, somebody. See, God's the same way. It don't matter who you with. Just because you live with a preacher don't determine your relationship with God. What determines your relationship with God is how he is responding to you. That's the whole purpose. That's why David said, Lord, create inside of me a clean heart. David was concentrating on what God responded to him all the time, because he was concerned what God's feelings was. And when you're in love with somebody, you're concerned all the time. What are they thinking about me? What do they feel about me? Come on, somebody. David said, Lord, create inside of me a clean heart. God, if I have anything in me that's not pleasing you, God, please get it out. I need your response, because your response tells me where I'm at with you. See, a lot of you ain't had God talk to you in quite some time. And it tells your response with God how God feels about you. I don't know about you, but I want to know what God's saying about me right now, don't you? I want God to tell me exactly what he told his son. He said, listen, this is what he tells Jesus before he goes in the wilderness. He said, this is my son who I'm well pleased. This is my son. And listen, he calls him a son. So you know what? He had a relationship with God right there, because God started responding to him. A lot of you ain't heard the voice of God in I don't know how long. And see, that determines your relationship with God. Guys, I just read it to you. You prophesied in my name. You casted out devils in my name. But he said, depart from me. I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. That's the most dangerous thing that I want to hear God say when I die, or maybe when I get it, or whatever. I don't want to stand before him and say, Jason, you know what? You run the ministry in my name. You did this in my name, and everybody thought you was in love with me, but the truth was, I didn't respond to you because your love is fake. My God, your love is fake. You're either in love with me or you're not in love with me. You're either hot or you're either cold, because I don't like lukewarmness. If you don't get a response from God in 5 days, and I'm talking to everybody on here, if you don't get a response from him in 5 days and telling you where your heart is with him, then you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself. I'm always concerned where my heart is with God. God, where is my heart? That's what David said. He said, Lord, create inside of me a clean heart. I want to know what God is feeling about me right now. Is he pleased with me? Is he happy with me? Am I doing what he's called me to do? Am I doing, and I'm constantly doing that. And that's what you do when you're in love with somebody. You're constantly trying to please them. You can't sit and tell me you love somebody when you don't constantly try to please them. But the reason why Jesus responds and says, I never knew you, because they had a relationship with their self. But God's like, you know what? You act like you all in love with me. But the truth of the matter is, I'm not in love with me. I'm not in love with you, because I'm going to show you something. Let's go to Revelation. I'm going to show you something. This is a powerful message tonight. This will make you or break you. This will make you or break you. I'm going to show you something tonight, guys. I'm going to show you something. We all know Revelation chapter 2, the angel went to the churches of Ephesus and write these things that's holding the seven stars and the seven candlesticks. Those are the conditions of the church. Now note this. God is watching our condition. Follow me what I'm saying here. Watch this. And he tells the conditions of the church, and this is what he's got a problem with. God is talking here. Verse 4 says, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou have left your first love. See, God knows where you're at with a relationship with him. You can't fake him either. You cannot fake him and say, well, you know what? I love God. I profess it with my mouth, but your heart is far from it. And I just told you the remedy a while ago. God's response is going to know where you're at with him. It's not your response. It's like my wife down there. If I tell her, I asked her a question, how do you honestly feel about me towards you? And her honest opinion would be, Well, I think you're in love, right? She knows how I approach her. She can only tell me. Is somebody getting this tonight? Is this just running right over your head? Otherwise, my wife's going to tell me what the relationship is with towards me to her. If I asked her a question, do you think I love you? And she's going to respond, well, you know what? Sometimes I don't, sometimes I do. But see, this is why Jesus said, I never knew you. See, they thought just by casting out demons, and they thought doing for God and doing ministry and all this stuff, that is our love for God. No, sir, no, ma'am. That's not your love for God. Matter of fact, the only way you're going to find out your love for God is what God's responding. See, I don't know what my wife really wants unless I asked her. And if she feels loved by me, only she can tell me that. Is somebody getting this? God is the same way. God's going to respond to you and he's going to say, you know what, somewhat I have against you. You're doing certain things that I don't like. And that's what your wife's going to say when you ask your wife, baby, how do you feel my love towards you? What do you feel? Well, I don't like when you do this, and I don't like when you do that, and I don't like. And God does the same thing to us. That's why we got to constantly ask God, search our hearts, Lord. See if there's any in my heart that's against you, God. Create inside of me a clean heart. David was constantly searching his heart. Because he didn't want God mad at him. I'm giving y'all some good stuff tonight. My. Listen to what he says right here in Revelation chapter 2. He said, I know your works and thy labor and thy patience. This is what he says right here, verse 4. He says, hold on. Nevertheless, somewhat I have against you because you have left your first love. Remember the works thou art fallen and repent and do the first works over. Listen what he says right here. But thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, thou also hate. Listen what he says right here in verse 8. And unto the angel of the church of Sephard write these things. The first and the last, the dead and alive, I know thy works and tribulations and poverty, thou which are heard blasphemous. Listen to what he says. Verse 10. Fear not of these things that thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil cometh into the prison. I'm not going to read all this, but what this is saying in Revelation chapter 2, guys, is showing the conditions of the church that God is displeased with. First of all, some of us are left our first love. Who's our first love? It's not your wife. It's not your kids. It's not any of that. And it ain't even in your ministry. So, see, sometimes you can fall in love more with your ministry more than God. You know that? I've done that. I have fell in love with my ministry more than I have God. And God said, you're more married to the darn ministry than you are me. You know, I asked God this afternoon. I said, Lord, put a light on my heart. Show me my heart, God. God, I don't want you displeased with me. I don't want to be running after money. I don't want to be running after fame. I don't want to run after these things because you can't serve God and mammon. You can't serve God and money. You know what I'm saying? I don't love money, guys. I do ask for money because I want you blessed. But if God ain't telling you to give it, then keep it in your pocket. I don't need it, and God don't need it either. Because one thing I have to say, I don't have to worry about money. All I have to worry about is what God wants me to do. Okay, that's what I'm concentrating on. I'm not concentrating on getting money out of your pockets. I'm concentrating on getting you blessed because I want you guys blessed. I want to hear testimonies of people getting new cars. I want to see testimonies of people getting new houses. Why? Because I want the blessings of God on your life. And if I don't see that, then what good is it? It's no good. If I'm not prospering, you're not prospering, right? and the whole church needs to prosper. Acts chapter 2, nobody lacked anything. Why? Because everybody was seeking the same God. They were on one mind, one accord. Now, I'm not going to read all this. I'm going to let you do your studies. But you can turn to Revelation chapter 2, and it talks about the conditions of the church. And the first condition was a love thing. You have walked away from your first love. And how do you know that? A lot of you don't know that because you don't know what God feels about you. You don't know what God is saying about you. How do you know how God feels about your relationship with Him? Have you asked Him? Have you literally asked God, God, how do you feel about our relationship? What am I doing wrong with you, God? And whatever pleases you, God, that's what I want to do. David was constantly searching his heart, asking God, create inside of me a clean heart, Lord, because one thing I don't want is your spirit away from me. Because, let me tell you guys something. God has feelings. The Bible says, draw nigh to God and He'll draw nigh to you. If you don't draw nigh to God, He's not going to draw nigh to you. See, a lot of times we want God to talk to us, but we ain't doing no talking. Come on. Relationships have two sides. And if God's doing all the side and you're doing nothing, your relationship's kind of dull. This is what we got to concentrate here on the last days, guys, is a relationship with God. That's going to determine if you go to heaven or hell. Because I'm going to tell a lot of you something. You think you're going to go to heaven and you think you're just going to live this life and you don't have to have a relationship with God. Well, let me bust your bubble real quick. You're not going to make it to heaven. I'm sorry. Listen, if you can't have a relationship down here on this earth with God, then he's got a problem with you having a relationship with Him in heaven too. You know why? Because listen, God is not a whore. He's not somebody you're going to slip a tip to and say, well, God, I'm going to pay my tithes anyways. You know, that's just like, I'm just going to say it. Some people treat God like a whore. Some people treat Him like a whore. Well, God, you know, I'm going to still pay my tithes, but I don't have to talk to you. I don't have to search and see if you're pleased with me. I don't even have to do any of them things. All I got to do is hand you my 10%. What do you think, God is a whore? He's not a whore, guys. He's not. And I hate to be so bold tonight, but this is the way the Spirit's leading me. I got to do what God tells me to do. I can't please you guys. I got to please Him. I got to please Him because this is what He's been dealing with my heart is. He said, Jason, listen, search your heart. If I want you to do this, if I want you to do this, I want you to do that. And then the Bible says, acknowledge Him in all your ways and He will direct your path. I think we got to do some soul searching, don't you? I think we need to start praying, God, am I pleasing you? Where is my heart? Show me my heart, God. Show me what you feel about me. Because see, here's the thing. I think I'm in love with you. But are you in love with me? That's the question. And see, God knows fake love from real love. He does. Because, you know, I see a lot of relationships today. They got the ring on it. But you couldn't tell they was married, come save hell to high water. You could not tell that they're actually married. You couldn't tell it. All you could tell is by the ring. Well, they got a ring on their finger, but I couldn't tell they was married. Because they have no emotion towards each other. They don't think of each other. You know, when you really totally in love with somebody, you're going to go throughout the whole day and you're going to think, I wonder what I can do for my wife tonight to please her. I wonder what she feels about me. I just want to know. I want to know what she truly feels, what I got to do to persuade her love towards me. Is somebody hearing me tonight? Maybe this is going right over your head. Maybe so. I don't know. Your relationship with God determines what God feels about you. Ain't that good? Listen, guys, I'm gonna test you tonight. I'm gonna give you an opportunity to sow. Are y'all ready? You guys ready to sow tonight? Listen, I always do this and I always will. Because listen, when you give to God, that shows your love too towards Him. Who knows, you've been in a relationship with your wife or somebody and you never buy them nothing. They're going to think after a while, wow, do they even love me or what? This is why I give you guys opportunities, because Paul said one thing this way, he said, I'm not trying to get something from you, I'm trying to get something to you. See, God wants to bless you. In order to bless you, you got to give. Give and it shall be given to you, pressed down, shaken, and literally run over. That's Bible, guys. If you want blessings from God, you got to be a giver. Okay? You got blessings stored up in heaven. And when you let go of what's in your hand, God lets go what's in heaven in yours. And that's just how it works. Guys, if God's not telling you to give, please, by no means, put up your wallets, put up your Visa cards, put up everything you got. Because listen, I want you to sow because the Spirit is leading you to sow tonight. Because I don't have power to bless you, only He does. God gives us power to get well. I don't. So if God is leading you to sow tonight, I need you to sow. Because I need you to be obedient, because God wants to bless you. He wants to bless you guys, I'm telling you. And to order to do so, you got to take care of God's business here at God Saving Ministries. And listen, when you take care of His business, He's going to take care of yours. And that's just it. He's going to take care of yours. So if you want to sow tonight, you can go to Cash App at God Saving Ministries, or you can go to Venmo. We got a Venmo account at God Saving Ministries. And guys, if you want to give by PayPal, let me know on here, or instant message me when we get off here, or direct message me or whatever. Or you can message me on here and say, Jason, I want to give, but I want to give through PayPal. Okay? We also got a PayPal account. We're going to Tithely soon, guys. We are changing over to Tithely so you can start giving monthly, because I got a lot of people right now wanting to give monthly to the ministry. We do got a online school now, guys. If you want to sign up, we will send you a link to sign up. It's $150. You can pay payments on the $150. I think they're like $60 till you get the school paid off. We have an online school now. You can register for this school. It's only $150, and you can pay payments on that $150. And I think they break it down to 40 every 2 weeks or something like that. I'm not sure. You can go on the page and see. It's called Afterpay. They accept payments. So if you don't have the whole $150 up front, that's fine. They got it on there where they accept payments. So if you want to register for our online school, there you go. I'll send you a link to it if you're interested in that. Also, guys, if you're interested in building a business, we also have a link with that. It costs $7 to start that. And it's real good stuff. It teaches you how to run a business online. That's to prosper you, to invest in your knowledge, to help you prosper in your family. So we want you guys to prosper. We do. We want you guys to prosper. If y'all not prospering, I'm failing to do my job. I'm failing to follow Him. So I'm saying so. In the book of Acts, nobody was lacking anything. And of course, it went down to one. I thought so. But anyways, I gave you an opportunity, and that's all I can do. Okay? All right, guys. God bless everyone tonight. If you want to sow, direct message me on here. If you have any other way to give. And like I say, we have people, leadership meetings we're going to be having on Zoom too. So letting you guys know all this stuff. So God bless everyone. Y'all have a wonderful night, okay? God bless you.